Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Well, good morning. And good afternoon, depending upon where you are. Greetings and welcome to all of you, our dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall and the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, coming to you, as usual, by the way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. Thank you so much for joining us each month, whether you're listening on your phone, on Facebook, or at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're so thankful and grateful that God, by his loving grace and mercy, has allowed us to come together yet another time, giving us another opportunity to continue as co-laborers in the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training. We're so excited and uplifted and encouraged about all that God is doing in and through the UFCCM. And a hearty thanks to each and every one of you for your continued prayers and ongoing support as we continue in this ministry. We give honor to God, to our Ecumenical Patriarch, to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, to all of our clergy, our national officials, our laity, and to our friends. We're so happy to have this opportunity. So before we begin today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with hearts filled with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and the overwhelming love that you have bestowed upon us, Father, specifically that you gave your only Son, Lord, that we may become one with you, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your manifold blessings, even in this difficult time in which we live, that you have kept us and you have preserved us until this time. As we come to you today, Father, we ask you to look on the UFCCM, look on every affiliate, look on the laity, Father. We ask you to look on our Ecumenical Patriarch and all of our bishops. Father, we ask you to even look on our loved ones, God, our friends and our neighbors and our relatives, even those that are bereaved today. We ask you to comfort and soothe them. And, Lord, we ask you to look on our speaker today, Pastor Banks. Father, continue to bless and uplift her and keep her, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for allowing her to be with us today, to share with us the anointing and the word that you have placed within her heart. Father, our goal in this ministry is not to do a great broadcast, but to do a broadcast that will do some good. And Father God, we leave this in your hands right now. We ask you to bless every listener and inspire and encourage them, Lord, to share their excitement and share their testimonies today on this broadcast. Father, we ask these blessings in your name. We pray, amen. Well, our scripture for today is found in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And it's only one verse, but I'm going to be reading it from the King James Version as well as the NIV. The King James Version, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And the NIV says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ." This scripture brings me to a reflection on our broadcast and our annual USCCM theme, which is continuing to move forward by faith. And, you know, we come to you each month with the sole objective of lifting up the name of Jesus and honoring the Lord and share messages focused on the word of God, messages of hope, messages of encouragement and inspiration that are to build us spiritually and empower us in our Christian walk. The content of each lesson, message, and presentation brought to us each month by speakers from throughout the USCCM really have the same focus, namely expounding the word of God. So as we not only hear but listen, our faith is strengthened. Because as we listen, this means that we're paying attention and that we're giving consideration and that we're understanding the word as presented to us. And so our faith is strengthened, whereby we become stronger in the Lord and can continue to move forward by faith. So, listeners, we're so honored today to have as our speaker Pastor Shalasti P. Banks. Pastor Banks rededicated her life to the Lord at the tender age of 17 under the spiritual leadership of her pastor and father, the late Bishop Jim D. Moore, Jr. And while serving in the church, she met and in October of 1985 married Don G. Banks, who we all know now is the jurisdictional bishop of the UFCCM Southwest and West jurisdictions and dean of the UFCCM Sacred College of Bishops. And together they have three children and five beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Banks, and I always call her Pastor Shalasti, wears many hats in ministry. She is an ordained minister under the umbrella of the UFCCM. She is co-founder of the Greater Realness Cathedral in Monroe, Louisiana, and we know that they also have another new campus. And she currently serves as church administrator, choir and music director, teacher, and women's pastor. She is a gifted teacher and preacher with the anointing to present the gospel with simplicity, with clarity, and with relevance. Pastor Banks has earned a diploma in biblical studies and a bachelor of theology degree. She is also an accomplished business entrepreneur, both as a cosmetologist and owner of Shalasti's Boutique in Monroe, Louisiana. She holds a bold passion for worship and an outrageous heart for family, and she is so well known for being a lover of God's people and a generous giver to those within her church and community. So we're so happy to welcome you, Pastor Shalasti, as you speak with us today. And Pastor will be speaking on the subject, moving forward by faith. So without further preliminary, I should say, I'm turning this over to Pastor Banks.
Amen. And greetings to, first of all, our Ecumenical Patriarch, to the Episcopal Board as well, also to the Director of Laity Training, to our affiliates, and also the members of the USCCM, and all the others that may be listening today. Greetings to you all and blessings to you as well. I want to begin by offering just a short prayer. I know that prayer has been already offered, but I want to offer a short prayer. Father God, we thank you for today and all that will be said. We ask you now to speak a word through me to be encouragement to the body of Christ, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to begin by reading the theme scripture, which comes from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I will be reading from the NIV version. And it says, "And without faith," excuse me, "please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." It is my great honor today to speak to you just in this brief time under our 2021 theme, which is continuing to move forward by faith. And I want to begin saying that we are experiencing in this COVID-19 era, as we know, it is very unsettling. And it's very unsettling not just to us, but to our global economy as well. Everybody's been affected. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's gone through. But we all have been affected by this COVID-19 era. It has strained our medical abilities. There's no room at the hospitals, not enough medical staff. It has affected our churches in so many ways. People have, you know, stopped coming to church, something that we never would have thought would have happened. But people have stopped coming to church, and if they do come at this time, they pick which Sundays they want to attend. They're living any kind of way. I've seen things happening that, you know, we probably wouldn't see in this day and time, but we've been affected. Our social relations have been affected. Marriages are suffering. Family relations are suffering. People in general are just going through. And if me, like so many others, were not operating by a determined faith, many of us business people or business owners would have just sank. We would have sunk. And personally, as being an entrepreneur and having a small black-owned business, would have had to close my doors permanently, like so many others already have had to do, large and small. Not just small, but large and small. How else could we reinvent ourselves? I find myself thinking and trying to figure it out. How can I reinvent myself to my customers? Because many of you know that I do own a boutique, but I find myself trying to figure out how to reinvent myself or how to come up with a creative way with what God has blessed me with inside to bring it out, to grow and expand my business through influence, just to hold things together, just to try to keep it where it doesn't fall apart. But you know what? With all of these things that I just spoke about, with all of the things that I just mentioned, I've come to know that faith is the very foundation of our visions, of our growth, and our expansion for our peace. I'll say that again. I've come to know that faith is the very foundation of our vision, our growth, and our expansion. It's the very foundation of our peace. And today I'd like for us to begin by reading a portion of Habakkuk 2 and 4 and a portion of 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. portion that I picked is the just shall live by faith. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, as we continue to move forward by faith, these two scriptures will serve us well. It will serve us as very powerful faith builders is what I call it, very powerful faith builders. And why is that? It is because our faith is much more than believing and abiding by a belief system. And that is seeing what we see every day, hearing what we hear every day. That would make us just absolutely crazy. I remember when this first happened, I remember just having the CNN on constantly and everybody that I came in contact with, that's the only conversation that we had was what was happening. But if you let that take over you, you would be drove absolutely crazy. Today, if you have not made this a part of you, I want to tell you that faith has to be our lifestyle. And since we say that God has entered our lives, it has to be the way that we freely choose to live. And you know that it is a choice, so we have to freely choose to live by faith. The text says we walk, or better said, we live by faith. This means that we as the body of Christ will get the most out of our lives when we trust God completely. We cannot or we will not move forward by faith unless we trust him completely. If we do what we're supposed to do by loving God, by living by his word, and by trusting him completely, the rest is what? All in his hands. If we do those things, we have to leave the rest to God. Bishop preached the message to cover, for God to cover us, to be covered by the Lord. But after we've taken the vaccination, we've worn our mask, we've kept our social distancing, we did everything that we can do, we have to put the rest all into God's hands. We can't fix it anyway. So you know what? I stopped trying a long time ago. I gave it to God a long time ago because I already know that I can't do it just by myself. Listen to the writer in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and to lean not to thine own understanding. And then it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's the wonderful peace in knowing that comes from living a life that moves forward by faith. And you know what? Let's never forget. And not only that, God rewards faith. He rewards faith. And one of the greatest benefits of Christian living is knowing, and not just knowing, you've got to know for yourself that God enjoys blessing his people. He enjoys giving us what we have. He enjoys letting us receive the overflow. God enjoys that. And firstly, he rewards us with his presence. Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 15th verse declares, I will never leave nor forsake you. God positions himself to be with us. And let's never forget also what King David said. He tells us that he walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death. Glory to God, I felt that. Now, that's a true reward, to know that he walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death. Secondly, he rewards us by always rescuing us from danger. Let me read Psalms 46, 1 and 2. That says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, glory to God, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, God promised us that he would rescue us from trouble. He didn't say what trouble would be. He didn't say how it would be. And I know that my trouble is not your trouble, and your trouble is definitely not mine. But at this point in life, I'm just grateful that through all the trouble, we are still here, and we are still standing. Glory to God. And the blessing of our faith is rewarded by God's protection. Wow. God is a protector of the faithful. And as I get ready to finish here, I also want to remind you that God rewards our faith by fulfilling his promises. I know that there are many of us that use this use these words usefully, but we as faith walkers, we qualify to say it. People use it and they say it, and they just loosely say it. But we qualify to say that whatever God has for me, you better believe it is for me. No matter what it looks like, no matter the way it seems, what God has for me, his word declares that I will receive. And as we move forward by faith, let us never forget my final scripture, which is found in 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Ooh. Let us continue to move forward by faith. I remember I preached a sermon a long time ago, and I preached it, and the title was Keep It Moving. Don't ever stop. Don't ever let anything, not COVID-19, not the Delta strand, not losing your job, not losing your mama, your father, not losing nothing. Don't ever let anything or anyone keep you from your purpose. God will see you through it if you continue to move forward by faith. May God bless you, and I pray that you have received from these words. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. What an uplifting, encouraging, strengthening word. I told you at the beginning, listeners, that Pastor Charlasky is an anointed preacher to preach the gospel with simplicity and with relevance, and she did so right now. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
What an encouraging message from Pastor Charlasky. And Bishop Haywood is going to come to us with our commentary. And Bishop Haywood, I want you to come in right now because I feel like doing a commentary myself right now on this message. But come right on in, Bishop.
Amen. Well, listen, praise God. Yeah, I know exactly what you're feeling right now because, Pastor Bev's father used to say, Pastor DeShazer, you know, and I hold on to this now. He says there's two things make a preacher want to preach, and that's the preacher that can preach and the preacher that can't preach. And, I know exactly what you're feeling. You know, Pastor Charlasky, what a blessing, you know, and it is an honor, you know, that I'm able to come out of the steam room here for a minute and give a slight commentary. We do have quite a few people on the line as well. So, Teacher Tyndall, I'll be brief. And I'd like to just start by saying this. I find out, you know, maybe you can tell me, Pastor Charlasky, Is Faith Walker the hashtag? Because if it's not, it needs to be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
I don't know. If it's not a hashtag, I'm going to hashtag it right now. Faith Walkers. You know,
yes.
that's an image. You're walking on top of faith, you know, like they have those fire walkers. You know, we're walking
exactly.
on top of it. You know, we don't have time, right? We don't have any time.
I like that.
Stand still. We're walking on top of it right now.
Amen.
And keep it moving. That was something else I heard you say. You know, there's so many things in here, you know, so I'll give Pastor Shalassi credit the first time, then the second time, you know, it'll be mine. So so the first time I preach it, you know, I'll make sure that she gets credit for it. But Psalms, you know, so a couple of things in there that I'd like to unpack, and it's okay if, you know, if you wouldn't mind Teacher Tyndall and Pastor Shalassi, you know, particularly kind of helping the audience, you know, with through this commentary. Couple of things, you know, I think were very important in that message. One of the things had to do with, you know, you as an entrepreneur, as a co-pastor, you know, and as a woman of God, and, you know, the points that you hit on, you centered it, you know, at least that's what I heard. I heard you centering all three of those attributes of who you are, and if I can use the attributes, maybe I'm not using them correctly, but of who you are as a woman of God, as a mother, as a pastor, as an entrepreneur, you know, all of those things. And say in using Psalms 46, you know, not just as a scripture that was just thrown out there, you know, he's a very present help foolishly, but understand that, you know, and I took some notes, you know, he will rescue us. Not he might, he will. And that my trouble is not your trouble. So some of, you know, I think that's important because, you know, we can't look at the fact that whatever someone else's situation is may not necessarily be our situation and want to superimpose that up on them, you know, and how God's going to rescue me. You know, so I think that it is so important. And, you know, and again, paralleling all of those across the board as a pastor, I'm a pastor, as an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur-ish, you know, by night, kind of like the shade tree entrepreneur, you know. With the mechanics, you know, fixing cars under the tree, you know what I mean? I don't know if anybody knows that image by Shade Tree Mechanic, but I keep it moving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor Jelaski said. But unpacking all three of those things. So in the commentary, Teacher Tyndall, I think it's important that our listeners, you know, as their takeaway, understand that all three or four or five aspects of your life, you know, should be surrounded and packed, you know, with this word of Psalms 46 and also 2 Corinthians 1:20, you know, when he says yes and amen. You know, and again, I think, you know, I got to keep centering in that yes and amen may not be yes to your trouble. It could be yes to mine.
Right.
Or amen. Not, you know, so yes and amen and a present help in time is, you know, and he'll rescue us depending upon what he's going to rescue, when he's going to rescue and why he's rescuing. Your trouble is not my trouble, you know, and I don't want to, you know, I hope that, you know, well, I shouldn't say I hope, but, you know, some folks, you know, get all up in their chest, you know, because you think you're just, you know, jumping on them or something, but you're really trying to help them. So Pastor Shalassi, you know, I want to just leave it at that, but I'll ask one question, you know, in ending this particular commentary. The one question that I would have for you is if someone is really struggling at this particular point in time, how would you in particular point them to that 2 Corinthians 1:20 and Psalms 46, even though they read it, but they find it hard to apply it? And that's how I end the commentary.
At this point, I would tell them, because there are so many that are struggling. You know, I've actually struggled myself, but without saying, you know, go read the scripture, go do this, because a lot of times when you talk to people, they think that, you know, you're going to magically make it or fix it for them, but it does not work like that. I try to tell them that they have to move within themselves. Because if they don't, they'll do it based off of what I say, and it'll stop right there. So once I tell them that, I
I ask them to go and make it happen. And when they make it happen again. And when they keep it moving, you have to keep it moving again because you'll stop. If you stop, don't completely stop, but stop for only a moment and keep pressing. Don't go backwards. You can look back, but don't go backwards and keep pressing forward one day at a time. That's what I would tell them.
Wow, I love that, know. Pastor Shalasky, because, you know, if you stop and don't keep moving, you get stuck. But I just enjoyed that commentary from Bishop Haywood, but I just have to say this. Whenever I hear speakers, I take copious notes, and a couple of things that you said really resonated with me because I've been struggling a little bit. But you used the terminology operating by a determined faith.
Yes.
And I never really heard those words put together, determined faith. I've always just said faith. But that has such a deep and a significant meaning that no matter what, I'm going to hold on to my faith and I'm going to keep moving forward. And I just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit right now just overwhelming my spirit as I think about what it means to operate by determined faith. And then the other thing that you said, which I wrote down, which I love, is that faith is the foundation of our vision, our growth, our expansion. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our peace. Oh, my goodness. Those, and I have a lot more, but I'm going to be quiet because I know Bishop Tyndall is probably on chomping, waiting to get in. But you have really stirred me up today because, you know, we have to be transparent. No matter how long we've been saved and in the Lord, we still struggle sometimes.
Yes.
And I've been going through a little bit of that recently, but just hearing this message today has really lifted me and encourage my heart, and I'm moving forward in a determined faith. Praise be to God. So I'm going to stop right now before I get too excited. But Bishop Haywood, why don't we bring in our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop? I know that they are waiting.
Amen. Well, yes, they are. And Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, God bless you, and you're on right now.
Praise God, everybody.
Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, everybody.
Blessings to you.
And good morning, good afternoon, brother, to all of you. Good morning, depending upon where you're at. But we just wish to take this moment and say thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to have been blessed by the words of power and the godly words of wisdom.
Amen.
That came forth through Pastor Shalasky Banks this morning on this program. It was, I tell you, they were just like words in due season, nuggets of gold on a silver platter.
Yes.
I thank and praise God for allowing us the opportunity to just have a few words to say this morning. At the moment, I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, and Mother Bishop is in Mother Bishop is in Willingboro, New Jersey, and we just thank the Lord for the opportunity to communicate with you all. Pastor Shalasky Banks is a gifted, talented, but more importantly, an anointed woman of God.
Yes, the very few times
that I have heard her speak, I have always left with a feeling of spiritual exhilaration, and I have always left inspired and uplifted as the range of my thoughts expand from listening to the words that she said. I tell you, when she was speaking this morning, talking about continuing to move by faith, forward by faith, one thing that really stood out in my mind was the way that she was able to take the scriptures from out of the Word of God and show that they were the foundation upon which she was building what she was saying or what she had said. I thought about the scripture she gave us from 2 Corinthians 5:17, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And then she went from there to, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy pathway. The path is where you're walking. So if you're going to walk, continue to walk forward by faith, you need to do so on a path that have already been directed for you. And in thinking about that, my mind just went way back to when I was a teenager coming up in Baltimore City. There was a very famous man that owned a school called Cortez Peters Secretarial School. And he taught, I don't know how many, countless young women and young men how to be master typists. And he would stress the speed in which they were able to type so that they would type in incredible numbers of words per minute without errors. And as I thought about that, the Lord put a thought in my mind that when you walk, continue to walk forward by faith, you don't have to look at what you're doing, just do it. Mm. In other words, a master typist types faster than someone that does not type with skill because they don't look at the keyboard. They just type. People that are fumbling around and trying to do their best, they're always looking at the keyboard to see what letter they're hitting. But a master typist don't even bother to look at the keyboard. They just type. When you walk by faith, when you continue to walk by faith, your eyes are no longer on the problem. They're focused on the one that has put the path in front of you for you to walk. So you don't have to worry about your end game. You don't have to worry about where you're going or how you're going to get there or who is going to be there when you get there. All you have to do is go there because you're walking on the path that has been directed by the one that have taught you to walk by faith and not by sight. Of course, you can see that I'm highly uplifted this morning and inspired, I hope, from the Word of God. And I just want to say, Pastor Banks, continue to allow the Lord to use you in this evening light hour under such a powerful anointing in the work that you're doing. You're touching the lives of many people, and God has been dealing with me. I'm speaking to you in the spirit here, if you don't mind me saying this to you. God has been using you in a powerful way, but there's a moment of elevation coming now because there's a ministry of the fivefold ascension ministry that's going to come out in a very powerful and prominent way in your life. You've known it's been there for years, and it's been stirring you for years, but the time has come for it to go forth. Just keep walking forward by faith and move on the hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the path of God and put in front of you, because he is directing your path to a course that's been brewing in your spirit for a long time, but the time has come for it to be manifested. God bless you. God help you. I don't mean to get carried away here, but as Teacher Tindall said, there's a powerful anointing this broadcast this morning.
Hallelujah.
God bless you and God help you, beloved. We love you all.
We love you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Pastor, you have stirred us up today. I'm still sitting here under the power of the Holy Spirit. It's hardly even to
glory to God.
What a word. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers today?
Well, we have a lot of callers on the line, but we might want to remind, we just had someone press one.
I was so excited I forgot to remind people to press one on their phone.
Yeah, we might want to remind them, and that's why I'll go ahead and let you do that, because that's, you know, then we'll move on.
Yes,
we do have
I'm
Mother
sorry,
Bishop in
I,
here
I
as well.
Just got carried away this morning, but if you're listening on your phone, and you know the call-in number is, if you're on Facebook or on your computer, you have to use your phone to call in. The number is 347-850-1405, and after you dial that number, if you press 1, Bishop Haywood will bring you right into the broadcast, okay?
All right. Well, caller, you are at 301, and the last four is 0652. Go right ahead.
Good morning, everybody, and giving honor to our EP and to all of our bishops and Teacher Tyndall and Bishop Haywood, and especially to our speaker, Pastor Banks. This is Elder Hunt from First Church in Baltimore. I just want to comment on how much I really enjoyed the message this morning. I also wrote down some things as you were speaking, and like Teacher Tyndall, that term operating by determined faith resonated with me. I love the way that you brought the reality of today's world to your message and to let us know that faith is a choice, and when we make that choice, we can walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
And lean on the Lord. I really am so grateful for that message, because you are so right that when we turn it over to God and we make faith our lifestyle, then all the rest is taken care of. I thank you for that message. I thank you for sharing your experience. I've been to your boutique. It's beautiful. And I pray God will allow it to just be reborn and flourish as never before. And I just want to tell you how much I was encouraged by the message this morning. May the Lord continue to bless and keep you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, you know, when she mentioned the boutique, you know, it's sometimes it seems like it's Christmas around our house as Pastor Bev is waiting for packages to come in the mail and some of our other members. So I don't know, is there a way I can get a men's delivery?
I've been asked that so many times.
Wait, I thought it was going to be something that I missed. So you've been asked that. So basically, no for now.
I'm sorry, not at this time.
Well, you know, Bishop Haywood, I was going to put in a big plug for Pastor Chalasky, because she is an entrepreneur. I, too, have been to her boutique, and I've been the recipient of her generosity with the gift that she gave me. And when I wore it, I even have different people stopping me, commenting on it. She knows what I'm talking about. But I was going to put a plug in for her. And, Pastor, are we able to order online from
ma'am.
You?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a website. Yes, ma'am.
Would you give us the website?
Yes, ma'am. You want me to give it to you now?
Yes. While we're talking about that, we'll get out of the way.
Yes, ma'am. It's www.charlaskysboutique.com.
And we'll make sure that we put that on the website.
Okay.
Yes, we need to put it on the website, and I'll be touching base with you afterwards, because I saw a dress on there that I'm interested in. I hope you have it in my size, but we want to support one another in the ministry. Right. And as fellow co-laborers, we support one another, and we're just so thankful for this woman of God. She has inspired many other women to think about entrepreneurship, because there's so much that can be done. And God, you know, what one of the things that she said is that God enjoys blessing his people.
He
wants us to receive the overflow. And he positions himself. Think about the mighty God positioning himself to be there to bless us. It is just so awesome.
Yes. Wow.
Amen.
That's wow.
Yes.
Well, we do have other callers as well, but you know, I was thinking about something just now, you know, and of course we're gonna stick with, you know, we're sticking with our subject here with, you know, hashtag Faith Walkers. I don't know, it's something about that. I gotta have it, but anyway, I can get my 10 points by ordering from Selasky. So men, if you can't order for yourself, order for your, you know, for your wife, and then maybe that'll give you some
points. That's right. That's correct. That's correct.
All right. Caller, you are at 817, and last four is 5621. Go right ahead. 817, and your last four is 5621. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Sherry Rice Atkinson from Texas. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. To you, Pastor Shalasky, I want to praise God for your message because a few weeks ago I had a total hip replacement surgery.
Yes.
And through this surgery, I'm learning how to move forward by faith.
Mm.
Understanding that pain is a process and that
yes.
I must not entertain fear because I feel like, ooh, I can't get up. But God is so good. I'm also learning to trust God, like you said, completely. Completely meaning
yes.
wholly, undivided,
right.
totally, absolutely, undeservedly.
Yes,
so that's where I am right now in my walk with faith through this particular process. So I really, really enjoyed your message. I'm not going to repeat a lot of things that's already been said, but I want to tell you that you spoke an awesome word. I appreciate you in the name
blessing.
Of Jesus. God
blessing.
Bless you as we all continue to trust God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind for everything that we are going through and to acknowledge him in all things and he will direct our path. So praise
yes.
the Lord. I'm going to
praise
keep it moving
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for calling in, Pastor Atkinson. And what I'm hearing you saying is you're operating by determined faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Determined faith. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I love it.
Thank you, Jesus. That's
yes.
right. I'm determined to get healed.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. What was that? What was that quote again? I didn't write that one down, but I've heard it a couple of times, and I want to keep it. Operating by determined faith.
Operating by a determined faith.
All right, I have another
yes.
sermon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's
You're
true.
Like me. I do the same.
You know, Shirley Caesar said one time. Everybody, you know, I was listening to her. She said that people, you know, are. Said, oh, they copied that from me. They copied it from me. You know, they got that from me. And she said, we all take something from everybody. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Amen.
That is so
that's
true.
Right.
That's so true.
It is
Amen.
True.
Well, listen, caller, we have, you're at 920, and the last four is 3205. Looks like a very familiar number. Go right ahead.
Hello. Blessings, everyone. This is Bishop Elect. Beverly Haywood, and I do give great honor
Hello.
To our EP, Mother Bishop, and to Teacher Tend on this wonderful speaker today, Pastor Shalasky. You know, I'm just really just blessed by your words, and I have to say, quite honestly, I always enjoy hearing you speak. So
yes,
but hearing you today, it was just such a blessing, and my thoughts were just all over the place, you know, and I thought of my own situation when I lost my son, and it was such a grip on me that there are times that we feel like we can just withstand, you know, all things and anything, but we have to really recognize the fact that we are human. And if you don't position yourself even now to keep yourself in a place where you are faith intentional, you know, and that you are determined to stay there, you know, that, you know, a good heavy sucker punch can take you out.
Mm. That's right.
So we have
That's
to put
right.
ourselves in a place that, you know, that we are determined. and that we are intentional about what we do in our walk and our service, you know, and all of that. And to understand that in the midst of it all, that, you know, discouragement comes, hurt comes. Like you said, Teacher Tim, you know, you go through, you know, little things yourself, you know. And for me, that was a big one. You know, there were mornings that I didn't want to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself just, you know, just wanting to lay there. And then when I would just lay there, I would just cry. And I had to shake myself. And I said, you know what? No, I can't allow myself to be consumed. You know, the loss is there, the hurt is there, and it's real. But I also have to stay in a place where I'm trusting in God and what he does and what he allows. And if we allow ourselves to not do what we need to do, you know, individuals that are slipping off and don't, you know, want to come to church, and this pandemic that happened, it caused a lot of changes to take place, and I'm sure affected a lot of minds and emotions, and some folks just quite honestly looking for a reason to not come to church, you know. And I would get people all the time just out in passing, and oh, you know, I'm sorry I wasn't at church Sunday, or, you know, I promise I'm going to be there, and I have to stop them. You know, you don't have to tell me anything. You don't need to make me a promise. There's nowhere I can put you. You know, you have to make these decisions for yourself. If you come, you come, great. If you don't, that's still on you. There's nothing that I have to do with that. You know, and if we're not careful, the Bible speaks of a great falling away, and we
that's
need
right.
to put in our hearts and minds that I don't want to be a part of that number.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to do all that I need to do until he comes again and be faithful to what it is he has positioned me to do, that he has set me out here to do and to be. And even though sometimes we get, you know, hit in our gut, just do your best to straighten up and keep pushing forward. I like what you said, Pastor Charlasky. You know, sometimes, you know, you can find yourself looking back, but don't go back.
Mm-mm.
Just keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. Know who you are in God. And if you don't know who you are, you better try to find it out quick. Because we are certainly in times, and we need to, you know, pull it together and do what we're supposed to do. So I'd love your message on today is so inspiring, and I was truly, truly blessed by it. And I love you, and I love you all, and God bless.
Love you more. God bless.
God bless. Amen.
Well, Teacher Tender, there's the lines are basically full. We don't have anyone else pressing one. So I'll just go ahead and follow up and just say if you would like, if you have a question, well, someone just press one. Okay. So if you have a question or comment, as long as the doors are open, you know, make sure that you press one and come in. Teacher Tender, should I bring the next caller in?
Yes, please, Bishop.
All right. Caller, you're at 443 and your last four is 3620. 443 and your last four is 3620. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon and blessings to all. This is Mother Bradford.
Blessings.
Afternoon, Mother Bradford.
Hello.
Good afternoon. I thank God for this broadcast because it has been very inspirational to me. It has fed and is feeding my spirit. When she says, not, you know, by sight with faith, but she says, stand on top of faith. When we stand on top of something, it's always moving. I thank God for this woman of God that gave the testimony of her own life, and she came with scripture, and everything was fulfilling. But I love, love, love her humility and how she brought forth a word that was close and dear to herself. We all are going through something, whether we say it, whether we say it or somebody else know about it, but God knows all about it. I thank God for Jesus today, for he's a wonderful God. He will not let us down. He will not leave us. He said his word. He made so many promises. I thank you, Teacher Tindall and Bishop Haywood, for still continually doing what you're doing, moving forward by faith. May God bless each and every one of you, and that this will grow like never before, Teacher Tendo.
Yes.
Keep
yes.
the good work. In Jesus' yes. name, amen.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You, Father Brad, for thank you for those words of encouragement.
Well,
Bishop Haywood, I understand we have Mother Bishop Tendo.
Well, she is on the line. And, yes, she is. If you want me to bring her in, I'll go ahead and bring her in as well.
Yes, please.
You know, I mean, when we all, you know, when we have the twin towers of faith, you know, on both sides of our EP and we say our EP and then our MP, you know, matriarch as well. So we'll go ahead and bring her right in right now. I don't know, sometime the MP, you know, Elder Hunt, that's military police too, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Mother Bishop, we just brought you in.
Praise God. I want to give honor to God and to our EP and Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tindall, and, of course, to our illustrious speaker, First Pastor Shalarsky Banks. I just thank God for being able to listen to the comments. I do apologize. I came in a little late. I'm actually away in New Jersey visiting with my mother, and so it took me a little bit of time to come into the broadcast. But what I've heard has been so inspiring and so uplifting. When you begin to talk about determined faith, that really puts me in the mind that you actually have thought about it. You've processed it. You've put a plan together. It's something that you have chosen to do. And I thank God for the words that it came forth, because we are living in such a time now that your mind has got to be made up. You have got to be determined. This is not a haphazard decision. This is something that you really have got to process and to think and act for the guidance and for the help of the Lord. And I like what was said, the fact that we are going down a path that is already prepared. We may not see the end or even know what is on that path, but we have the assurance that the path finder and the path leader is the one that is taking us through. We don't have to find the path. You know, I was a Girl Scout many years ago, and we were called pathfinders. We had to find a way in order to get to point A and point B. But as Christians, and I tell you, this makes me excited, we don't have to be pathfinders, because Jesus is the pathfinder and the path maker. All we have to do is to follow where he leads. And I thank God for that, and I thank God for this powerful woman of God who just came forth and just allowed the Holy Spirit to just lead her and direct her. And I, too,
Amen.
Would like to say with confirmation or reaffirmation what our ecumenical patriarch has said, there is an anointing on your life that God is calling out for such a time as this. We need to have women in the forefront that are preaching the true gospel of Christ. And
Amen.
I just want to commend you, Pastor Banks, to continue to do
yes,
the work that God has assigned your hands to do, and the
yes,
words that he's put in your mouth to inspire and to uplift women, men, boys, and girls to not be afraid. Just step out, you know, and sometimes when we're called into something that seems like it's an unknown or a field that may be unfamiliar to us, that we have the assurance of knowing that the Pathfinder has already made the way. We just
yes.
have to follow. We just have to follow. And I thank God
mm-hmm.
for you, Pastor Banks. You're such a beautiful person, both inside
thank
and
you.
Out.
Thank you.
And
yes.
I thank God for your boutique, because I look at it often and see the wonderful things, and just pray God's continued blessings as you bless the women of God with the inspirational things that you offer to just make us as women to feel uplifted and better and proud about these beautiful temples that God has blessed us with.
Yes, ma'am.
So you continue to do the work of the Lord. Y'all continue to pray for me. I'm at my mother's house in New Jersey. So I'm going to go now, but I thank God. And Teacher Tyndall, continue to keep up the work that God has assigned your hands to do. I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago when we were sitting in First Church, and the Spirit just fell upon me and reminded you he is not finished with you yet.
Wow.
Continue to do the work of the Lord.
I remember.
And
yes.
Yes, indeed. Continue to do his work. I was just talking to my mom just on yesterday, and I was telling her, I said, you know, we don't leave here until we have completed our assignments that God has placed on us. So some of us leave early and some of us leave late, but just be rest assured when it's our time, we're going to be here until our assignment is done. So continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you all. I love you all very much.
We love you.
See you all very soon.
Yes. Mother Bishop, thank you. And please give our love and to Bishop Brown, Mother Brown, who is such a dynamic woman of God, and let her know that we love her.
I certainly will, Sister Teacher. I certainly will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Bishop Haywood, do we have any others?
Well, we don't have any others that have pressed one.
Okay.
Again, there's a lot of folks on the line this morning, and you know, I know that I linger a little bit too long sometimes, but I had another thought, Pastor Shalasky, along with the Psalms. What is it? The yay and amen. Second Corinthians 1:20. Yeah. You know, you can have a yay amen men's point special. You get this for her, and she'll say yay and amen.
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 All right. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, if we don't have any more callers in, again, I would like to just say to Pastor Shalasky that your message provided me today what I had been going before the Lord for. And I am so thankful and so grateful that God does hear our prayers, and he has his own ways of providing for us what we need. As I was sitting here listening, I have this leading in my spirit, and I want to share this. We have been on the air for the past 6 years, and we have archives of all of our broadcasts from way back from the first one, and this will be archived as well. So the people who do not get to listen in live can go back and listen to these broadcasts. And as I was sitting here, two things. There have been a few times over the years when we have had repeat broadcasts under the leading of the Lord when there was something that God wanted us to reinforce. And this is one of those. But this is the other thing the Holy Spirit is impressing upon me, and I have to share it. If you know someone in your church, in your family, on your job, who is going through, who is dealing with the disappointments and the issues and the difficulties that we are all facing in this life today, make it your point to direct them to the archives to hear this life-changing word. I have to put that out there because these messages are not just for us to hear and then to stack away. But as First Pastor said, when she gives advice to people, she talks about applying. You know, don't stop. You may pause a minute, but keep moving and apply what it is that you know and what it is that you've heard. So I'm encouraging you, share this message because there are so many hurting people out here, even in the body of Christ, that need to hear these words of determination and need to hear these words of encouragement. So I want to just put that out there under the leading of the Lord, and I know that it will take hold and will take fruit.
But we thank you, Pastor. Do you have any final words you'd like to share with us?
No, ma'am, but there's one thing that I was listening when Pastor Bishop Haywood, she was saying about positioning yourself. It just brought me back to even, you know, coming up in school, you know, how we used to position ourselves. We saw someone that we liked and we wanted to we wanted them to look at us. We positioned ourselves, and that's just to say that, you know, we have to position ourselves to make it, because if you don't put yourself in position to make it, you won't. She was talking about laying there ill. You know, if you just stay there, if you just waddle in it, I know you're sick when you're sick, but sometimes you just have to get up and just, I was talking to someone the other day, they had COVID, and I was telling them, I know it's difficult for you to get up and walk. I said, but if you just take 5-second intervals to just lift up, if you can't get up sometimes when you're down and out, just lift up. And that's just enough to where God is saying, you know, they're trying, so I got to go in and do something to help. Just lift up. So, you know, that just came in my spirit to say, you know, when you can't get up, lift up.
Keep
yourself positioned to make it.
Amen. Oh, I wrote that one down too, Pastor. If you can't get up, just lift up. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to add to what you said earlier. Keep it moving.
Keep it
moving. Praise God. We thank you so much for sharing this message with us today under the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I know we have all been truly blessed. We would like to thank our Ecumenical Patriarch and our USCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops for their ongoing support of this ministry, and to Bishop Haywood, who ensures every month these broadcasts go forth by means of Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
And you, our listeners and friends of the UFCCM, who listen in every month. And Pastor Charlasky said, and I'm standing on this to grow and increase our broadcast in this ministry. Faith is the foundation of vision, growth, and our expansion. And we're believing God for expanding. It's not about us, but it's about the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. And my last reminder to you, something that Pastor Charlasky said, which I also highlighted, faith has to be our lifestyle.
It does.
Amen.
It does.
Amen.
Wow.
So our next broadcast is going to be on Saturday, September 11th, and our scheduled speaker will be First Lady Deborah Davis of Harvest Ministry, Seat of the Word, in Killeen, Texas, under the leadership of Provincial Bishop and her husband, Bishop Marion E. Davis. So we're looking forward to hearing from Lady Davis. And Pastor Charlasky, I'm tempted to call on you again. I know that you're doing this at your work and you're making that sacrifice of time, but
I'll be more than happy.
Amen. You have been such a blessing to us all today, and you keep on keeping on in the Lord, okay? We love you.
We love you as well. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. And Bishop Haywood, are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Would you give us our closing prayer? But before you do that, I want to remind everyone about our monthly USCCM 24-hour prayer meetings, and I'm sure Mother Bishop and our Ecumenical Patriarch will be sending out the information for the August 24-hour prayer. So we encourage you to participate in these prayer meetings, and if you haven't signed up, do so, because there's power in prayer, and we need to pray without ceasing as never before. So at this time, we're going to close out with prayer by our own Bishop Haywood.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're yet going to do. Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord God, and this afternoon, and wherever the time zone hits across the world, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, right now for what you have been to us and for us through the woman of God on this morning. Father, we pray, God, right now that you cover her completely as she is given out, Lord, that you replenish her. And Father, we even, God, go so far as to say, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to walk in the words, Lord God, that was spoken today, not just being hearers of it, but doers of it. So, God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you, we bind the enemy that comes to hinder, to kill, to steal, and to destroy, knowing that he has no authority and power over our circumstance or our situation. And, Lord God, yes, you are a very present help, and you come to rescue us in our time of trouble. So thank you, God, even for right now as we leave this broadcast, but certainly not your presence, as we move into our various services on tomorrow. And, God, throughout the week, we ask, God, that you would just continue to direct and redirect everything about our life. So touch us, God, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you for the UFCCM, all affiliates, our EP, Lord God, our Mother Bishop, Lord, all the leaders, bishops, and all of the deacons, and everyone, God, that's affiliates, and our extended family in our fellowship. So touch, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. We're so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.